ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba ba.
Bill, I wanted to put together a theme for us, so I worked on this long and hard last night, and I hope you like it.
Well, the lyrics say it all, really.
You wrote those.
Yeah. If you listen to the words, I think it sums up what we're presenting on the stream right now. And those words, again, are ba-ba-boo-ba-boo-ba-bum.
That's what we're known for.
That's right. That's what we're famous for. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. You're listening to a very exclusive broadcast of our show on the stream. We were shocked. I was shocked. I don't know if you were shocked yesterday to find out that people could hear it. I know that seems like I had low expectations, but I thought we were just going to be in a room that had microphones and we'd say stuff. And then at the end of the hour, we'd go home. But as it turns out, people are able to listen, and you were very kind enough to call in and say that you were listening. And we sure hope that that continues.
It will. We have a call already. The number is 312-235-2525. Let's take Matt so he doesn't have to hold on. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hello, Wendy. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Matt.
By the way, that is a wonderful collection of singing I just heard from
Wasn't
Bill.
That fun?
Thank you. So I keep MREs in my car and a blanket.
Those are meal replacement.
Meals
ready to eat.
Oh.
Like
space food sticks and things like that, yes.
Yeah, they can last up to 3 years. Now, mind you, if it gets too hot, I of course, take them out of the car so they don't overheat. Those things do actually, MREs do have a capacity to explode because of the heating element
that
they use in the pack, so I don't want to overheat them.
You don't want to be killed by beef jerky. That would be the worst way to die, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Well, no.
Oh, God, that would suck.
Right.
That would absolutely suck. But, Wendy, I am so excited to get my Wendy shirt in the mail. You have no idea.
We're sending you one out, Matt. It'll be on your person soon.
Oh, Wendy, I can't wait to post photos.
Matt, are you going to call us every day?
I'm deciding on that.
You can.
You're welcome to.
I feel like because I don't know if Steve Bertrand talks to you guys on the 12 o'clock hour. I could be your morning Steve.
He won't talk to us anymore.
Yeah,
we were very close with him, and that just faded away. We don't know why. Very curious.
I'm sorry. No, anyway, you guys have a great rest of your show. You guys are great.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
I appreciate it.
He's going to call us every day.
That's fine.
He's going to be waiting for us when we get up to the studio.
Do you remember, I don't know where you did your shopping, your mall shopping when you were a kid, but
North Riverside Park.
Especially for you, mm-hmm. That North Riverside Park. A lot of stores like Sears and Penny's had a section that was devoted to camping, and they would have a lot of those meals in very silvery pouches, I remember.
They still come in the silvery pouches. The only reason I know this is my son Dylan wanted to order some on Amazon because he thought, you know what? For a zombie apocalypse, I want to be prepared.
You should be ready for that.
So he thought he'd order the lasagna, and I said, how was it? And he goes, didn't taste like lasagna. It wasn't bad.
A little powdery?
No, I don't know how to describe it. It's like dehydrated, and you add liquid to it, and it kind of comes back to life. Mm. But, you know, it's not going to be like a Lou Malnati's pizza or something.
No. So the key to all those meals were you needed to add water to them, and then they would come alive, right?
I think so, yeah. That's how he did it. I didn't know if he microwaved it or not. Matt was saying that, you know, there's a heating element in it, so. I don't know. Do you do it with a lighter?
Oh, maybe.
Over a campfire, maybe?
That would seem fitting.
Did you ever camp?
No. No.
Did your parents?
No.
Because my mom, you knew my mom.
Yeah.
She's not like the adventurous.
She doesn't seem the outdoorsy type.
No, and she did a lot of camping when she was first dating my dad, because I guess that's what you did in the 50s.
I guess.
And then she went to an African safaris like 3 or 4 times. So I guess she has more.
Now, that's impressive to me, the safari aspect. But a lot of my friends when I was a kid, they would just go out to the forest preserve for a night or two. And
how is that fun?
I can't. I'm always looking for more luxury, not less luxury. I don't know why they would do that. Or sometimes, like, my next door neighbors would camp in their backyard a lot.
My neighbors did that. They had 7 kids in the family, and they had a giant long backyard. Mm-hmm. It was kind of narrow but very long, and they had a clothesline in it, and then they would suspend blankets on the clothesline so it would be tent-shaped.
Oh.
And we would have, like, 10 different tents next to each other. It was like that was the boys' tent, then the girls' tent,
yeah.
And the neighborhood would sleep out there. But I didn't, the middle of the night, I'd wake up and go in my bed.
There's no part of camping that appeals to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I have so many friends over the years that go, you don't know until you go out there. But I kind of know. It wouldn't work for me. I like luxury.
It's fun until you have to go to bed.
And then what happens?
And then you're laying on the ground, and then you wake up in a 90-degree tent, and it's the worst.
And there's bugs and stuff, and wild animals.
And bears.
And rocks and sticks under your back, and it's just the worst.
So what part of that is the fun part? Confused about the fun part.
Having some drinks around a bonfire, I guess.
You could do that without camping.
And then
go
home.
Yeah.
Have it and then drive home. Or
I'm
to a
with
hotel.
You, Bill.
Yeah.
Kevin, you need to turn your volume up just a hair. And
okay.
We are Facebook Live-ing. Can I just address something? Because Kevin was on the defensive. Because we thought it would be a good idea for people who follow us on Facebook, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, that if we do a Facebook Live thing when we're getting off the elevator, ready to come into the studio and start the stream,
mm-hmm.
we thought it would be a good idea to Facebook Live that just to say, hey, come join us on the stream. If you're on the app, you can go to left of center. There's a button on the app that you can find the stream. It's WGN Extra or WGN Plus on the website. And so Kevin started Facebook Living, and he put the phone that he was Facebook Living in his producer's booth.
Right.
So it was viewing us, but it was picking up his audio.
Oh.
Right. So I'm screening phone calls. I'm talking with engineers. And now today the issue we're having is
they can't hear us.
They can't hear me. They can hear you two, but they can only hear you two. They can't hear our callers. They can't hear me right now. So.
Oh, so they think we're talking to our imaginary friend Kevin. Because
yeah.
they're not hearing his voice come
it.
Back.
All right.
Well, I don't
By
know.
By Christmas, they said this will be fixed, though, right?
Well, no. This is just Facebook Live. The
yeah.
stream, everything's
That's
great.
Working? All right.
Well, if people, like, maybe they can leave some feedback or what they like or how they want us to set it up, maybe. I don't know. This is kind of a learning process. For
Here's
all
what
us.
I think we should do. I don't think we should leave it broadcasting. I think you should get us, when we're getting off the elevator, talking about all the stuff we have planned for the day, let it roll for 5 minutes, and then say, okay, join us on the stream. We're
That's
done with
idea.
Facebook Live.
I'm going to come in there right now and do that.
All right.
All right.
He's going to turn it off. Plus, I may have picked my nose.
May have.
Sorry.
That was our promo for today's show. that was the best part of the show, I think. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
We keep saying join us on the stream, and I hope people know how to get to the stream.
I was looking through texts yesterday, and our text line is not set up, but people were still texting, I think, out of habit. And people kept saying, I'm looking for the stream and can't find it. And I don't know how to help them with that. I just know, as you have pointed out, WGNRadio.com has a way, when you click on a button, to get there. That's all I know.
And we should put a link on our Facebook page, too. I think there is.
Well, right. Dave Marzullo put together a whole run. I got to turn that off. But a whole sheet of ways to find it, and I have that posted on our Facebook page.
Okay, so go to our Facebook page, yeah. and you can find it. Because I did not hear... Everybody I talked to said, oh, I really had no trouble getting
it. Was easy enough? All right, that's good news. All right, all right. These problems are small, but they will be ironed out soon, I promise, everybody. Don't worry.
Don't make those promises.
My fingers are crossed.
Okay, because it's beyond your control, you know.
But we're all doing our best to make it work. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. Now, yesterday, let's go back in time 24 hours. We had a guest on, and we started something that we couldn't finish, and we said we would do it here, and then yesterday, because it was all so new, we weren't able to finish that. Can we do that today? Is that possible? We're okay time-wise?
Bill, we could stay here till 5 in the afternoon if we so chose.
All right, so from now...
I'm not.
Between now and 5, we want to discuss this. We had a guest on the show yesterday, a young guy, just 23 years old, Charlie, couldn't be nicer.
Engelman.
Charlie Engelman was on. And just in passing, I described he and his sister, who have their own television show, as our generation's Donnie and Marie. And Charlie Engelman was very polite and laughed and then said, I don't know who that is, but yes, we are like the new Donnie and Marie.
Didn't that shock you a little bit?
Yes.
I mean, I
yes,
know
it did.
I was in love with Donnie, and a lot of the listeners listening, he was a good-looking guy.
Donny Osmond was and still is.
Still is.
Hey,
did you have
up.
A crush on Marie?
No, not a crush, a respect, a professional respect.
Well, she wasn't, you know, part of the Osmonds.
My crush was on Daphne from Scooby-Doo. I couldn't have crushes on two girls. I couldn't two-time Daphne. Zoinks. I couldn't do it to her.
Well, I just feel like everybody should kind of know who Donnie and Marie are.
Yeah, they're certainly in school, if you took a history class, they should have spent a week on Donnie and Marie.
But an awareness of, she does all those Nutrisystem commercials.
Right.
I mean, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
And I think she's on, like, QVC selling things, I think.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe.
So a young millennial guy is going to be watching that?
He'd be watching to find out about quilting, and he might come across Donnie and Marie on there. But, yeah, we were both a little taken aback that a guy in his early 20s had never heard of Donnie and Marie, no clue on what he was, on who they were. All right, so that led to this discussion. Rolling Stone just put out a bunch of things that millennials, sadly, probably have never heard of, much like Donnie and Marie, and we ran a couple past Kevin because he is our resident millennial. Now, I'm not one, I mentioned this yesterday, I don't quickly slam the millennial generation. Why would you? That's the future right there. It's the present and the future. So I'm not going to make fun.
Aren't your kids millennials?
I think they're too young to be. My daughters are 20, so I don't think they are. Not yet.
So what's the thing behind that? Like, we're not really baby boomers and we're not Gen Xers. We're kind of in the cusp.
Yeah, we're cuspers. Isn't that what we are?
I think so. But so your daughters...
They sell those at KFC. You can get 6 cuspers, fries, and mashed potatoes. It's like $9.59. It's not a bad deal.
Do they give you a spork with it?
Yeah, you get a spork, too. I forgot to mention that.
But I'm just wondering, because your girls and my son Michael are not millennials, but what's that next thing? Is that Gen Y?
I think it is.
We are so unhip.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't like labels, Wendy. I refuse to play by the label game. But there's a bunch of these. And Kevin, you've been kind enough, and we're not ridiculing Kevin. It's not now, but later on, if we have time, we will. But these are things that you'd say to yourself, oh, a guy in his 20s or a girl in her 20s, or now Kevin's 30, they probably know about these things.
Ouch. Yeah, you got to throw that out there, huh?
Yeah. Who said ouch? Was that you, Ryan?
That was me.
Oh, that was you.
Ryan's not part of this little fun plan.
He's my imaginary friend, Wendy. don't take my imaginary friend away from me. All right, so let's throw a couple of these at you, Kevin. And if you know who they are, please let us know who they are. And if you don't feel bad, okay?
And Kim Gordon is here. Feel free to jump in. We're talking about things millennials should know.
Okay.
Right before your news.
We'll see what my kids know.
Kim, do you think that Kevin will know who Cybill Shepherd is?
Possibly.
Maybe, Kevin?
I'm saying no.
You say no? Kevin, please tell everybody, who is Cybill Shepherd?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was a sitcom actress.
And what? Well, yes, for a little while.
Is that what Google said?
She's not best known for that, but...
Maybe she was a comedian, but Cybill was the show? Am I wrong? I don't know.
She was in a show called Cybill.
Okay.
Did you Google this, or do you know this?
No, I'm not Googling.
But is she better known? She's better known for a few things than her sitcom Cybill.
That's all I know her for.
Flipping through the pages of a magazine...
Anything?
She does that sometimes.
Yep. Sometimes she'll peruse a magazine. Do you know what moonlighting was?
That's where you're double shifting. So you're working during the day and then you're moonlighting as an engineer somewhere.
Didn't she start out as a model?
She was a very successful model.
She's beautiful.
And then
still.
She was in a movie called The Last Picture Show, and then she became an actress. And she was, I will go on record as saying this, there was a time where she was easily among the most beautiful women in the world. Easily.
Was? What
Stunning.
Happened?
Well, still is.
For her age, right?
Yeah.
You're an ageist.
So I give credit for that one, though. I got that one right.
I'm going to give you partial credit, don't you think?
We'll give him that.
Yeah.
I felt like she was famous enough that he would know that, so let's see who else is on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knew her for the Cybill show. Isn't it mainly moonlighting that kind of put her
Mostly
on the map?
Mostly moonlighting.
You know, she did
All
that.
Right, whatever.
You get credit.
Half of
millennials,
point.
They have to have credit for everything.
Yep. Kevin, which brothers starred in the movie Men at Work? There was a comedy called Men at Work.
I don't even know this.
I don't know that either. Don't
Neither
feel bad
know
about that?
That
one.
Oh, all right.
This is a comedy film.
It was a comedy film, Men at Work. It was made in 1990.
And it's two brothers.
Yeah, so who would they be? Neither of you know that.
No,
Kim,
I don't think so.
Wendy,
you know, Men at Work, like the
not the band,
like the musical group, right? That's what I'm thinking.
No,
I'm trying to think of comedian brothers.
They come from the land down under.
Are they comedian brothers? Are they funny actor brothers?
They are brothers who I don't know if you would. Both of them have done comedy quite a bit, but they're not exclusively known.
Go Bill Murray and his brother?
No.
Okay. Was it the Owen Wilson and his brother?
Nope.
I have no idea.
This would I was thinking the Wilson brothers.
Nope. It was not them. It was Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez
who were
in the
gosh.
Movie Men at Work. You don't remember that at all?
I didn't see the movie.
No? All right.
Was it a good movie?
No.
Okay.
It's okay. It was a big hit, though. It was a really popular movie. All right. Who would Nick from Family Ties be? Do you know who Nick from Family Ties?
Well, he was a character on Family Ties.
Right.
I love when he does his essay.
Stalling. A little bit of
essay
stall.
And he was, and such as, best known for.
Kevin learned this from Sean Spicer.
I don't know who Nick from Family Ties is.
Can
do?
You
take this one?
I'm thinking he was the brother.
No.
No. He was Justine Bateman's boyfriend.
Mallory's boyfriend.
Who had like a feather in his
what
ear.
What movie character was he based on? He was very similar to a movie character that was really popular at the time.
Spicoli?
No. Not
I
just
don't
Spicoli.
Have any idea.
He was like Rambo.
He was?
Yeah. He was an artist, but he was like Rambo. That doesn't ring a bell at all?
What year was this?
Kevin, you're off the hook on that, because even Kim and Wendy don't know this one.
What year? Sitcom days stopped after Bewitched, pretty much.
Mid-1980s, it said.
Oh.
For Scott Valentine was his name.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I guess it was Rambo, but didn't he have, like, a feather earring or something that he wore?
Yeah, for a little, yeah.
But with a camo coat.
Right.
We have more of these. Can we take a break, and then Kim's going to do some news, and we'll do millennial talk?
Yeah. Yep. All right. So that's coming up. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Kim Gordon. She does our news.
You're so welcome. It's so fun to sit in the same room with you guys.
Isn't it nice?
It really is nice.
This is the way when Marconi envisioned radio, this is exactly what he was thinking of.
There's a stream.
That's right. Now, that for people listening, that was just Wendy doing the voice of Marconi, but it was dead on, Wendy. That was excellent.
Thank you very much.
On the show yesterday, we had a guest on, just 23 years old, but already with his own television show on National Geographic. Charlie's his name, Charlie Engelman, and he was explaining to us about the show, and he and his sister created the show and co-star in it. And then I was just kidding around, and I go, you're like our generation's Donnie and Marie. And he had no idea who Donnie and Marie are. I'm not taking a shot at Charlie. It's just a fact. Some people aren't as well-versed on what happened before they came along. So we're testing Kevin to see if he knows some of these things.
So who was a little bit country and who was a little bit rock and roll?
That's a good question, Kim. That's a very good question.
Donnie was the rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no, Marie. I mean Charlie and his sister.
And his sister?
Oh,
we don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Do you remember what article of clothing Donny Osmond was famous for back then, by the way?
Socks.
Purple socks. Very good.
See, you can't stump me on that.
No,
all
not
right,
on
I
that.
A millennial test and I'm dead.
Not on that.
I don't think I knew the purple socks.
Really?
I was
a big Donny and Marie fan. That was the first concert that I ever went to was the
Donny
Osmonds.
And, Marie.
And my grandmother took me. Kentucky State Fair. It was a big day.
My grandmother took me to Slayer. What a day that was.
Woo!
What a show they put on. She was
Jimmy
a big
Osmond,
fan.
I almost just passed out when I saw him.
Jimmy was really cute.
But he didn't look like the other Osmonds alike, and Jimmy looked
was
like...
Jimmy was a little short and chunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had brown hair as opposed to the dark brown that they had. And this is so stupid, I can't even believe I'm saying it, but it's the stream, so I will. Jimmy, when he smiled, looked like he had popcorn kernels in his eye teeth. I don't know why.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
You know
that.
When you get like a little husk from the popcorn
right?
and it gets stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
For some reason, I imagined him having corn husks stuck in his eye. I don't know what it was. Maybe they were baby teeth still because he was younger.
He was really little.
That was non-intentional, though. He wasn't doing that to stand out from the other Osmonds, was he?
No, but I can't believe that's like a word association thing. I think Jimmy Osmond, I think corn husks. Yes, in his teeth.
Oh. Interesting.
Poor Jimmy, but he was still cute.
Maybe that's why they wouldn't let him perform regularly with the other Osmond brothers. Maybe they felt he was trying to upstage them with that. Is that possible?
That's not possible.
I'm sure that had something to do with it. I'm positive it did. All right, Kevin, help us with this. Here's a name from the past that you may or may not know. Carrie Strug. Who is Carrie Strug?
Male or female, Carrie?
Carrie is a female.
Okay, well, I knew that.
You knew that part. Testing me. All right.
She. Correct. She. Yeah.
You are so funny.
She was.
What would we know her from? Carrie Strug.
Singer.
No.
Not
no.
Really?
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Inventor.
No.
I don't know who Carrie Strug
I think
is.
It's not face.
That's fair.
If I think I know who it is.
You know who it is.
Stephanie just hit Kevin.
Olympic,
by the way.
Olympic gymnast, right?
She is.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
She got the gold, didn't she?
I panicked.
Kim, all right, Stephanie Menendez has walked in. Again, this is our clubhouse where you can just walk in. Mm-hmm. We're the fun basement.
What do you know about Carrie's drug, Stephanie, that you'd like to share?
Sometime today?
Sorry. It's more like what I don't know about Carrie's drug.
You better stay in here and learn.
She was little.
Slidell, Louisiana, yes. 1996.
Yes.
I am 13 years old watching the Summer Olympics, right? Yeah. I am a huge gymnastics fan. I'm sweating because Carrie's drug is about to vault.
Right.
She vaults.
Yeah.
She's got to win it or we will not win our gold medal. Okay? So.
And she was coming off a huge injury.
Wait. Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so
a little backstory. She was injured.
She had a bad ankle, I think. Right?
Yeah.
And a bad haircut, but it was 1996.
Right.
Didn't we all? I mean,
so,
come on.
Yep. Carrie, so here she goes. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, goes, runs, vaults, and she twists her ankle, and you're like, oh, man.
Oh, I know who this
Didn't
is
her
now.
Coach pick her up or something?
Bella Caroli?
Right, so then she's, like, wobbling on that ankle, and you're just like, oh, that looks so painful. And then she's like, I'm going to dig deep, y'all. She goes back. Mm-hmm. I'm like getting chills telling the story because you know it's taking me back to 1996. And then she vaults again and lands on one foot. And
right.
Then bam, the crowd goes crazy.
Like an injured dog, it was lifted up a little bit.
Like, she goes like this, and then she just kind of lands, and then she collapses into to Bella. What's his last name?
Bella Lugosi.
Not Bella Lugosi, but close. His arms, and he lifts her up, and like I am gonna cry because it was one of the.
You're making me.
It was
tear up right now.
Kim, wasn't it one of those moments, guys, where you were like,
yep.
That. Is an athlete.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
Why didn't you ask Stephanie?
What a great reenactment.
Wow.
Carrie Strug.
Rolls
power,
in here
powerful.
With all that? Man.
You should do the book on tape if they do the Carrie Strug story.
I have a lot of feelings.
So listeners, as Steph just showed us, if you're anywhere near the studio and you have a story about any of the topics we bring up on the show, by all means, come on in and share them with us.
To be fair, Stephanie is much older than me.
Oh, zing.
Wow.
Zing.
Why didn't you hear that?
No, he didn't say anything, Steph. You're fine.
He said you're much older than he is. Not much.
Oh.
You know, it's funny because you said if you're walking by the studio, because we just want it to be like we have the cool basement where kids come to hang out. Harold has a millennial story. He's not in the studio, but he can call, right? 312-235-2525. Harold?
Right, exactly. Well, actually, I'm in a studio, but not your studio.
Oh, that's fine. What's up, Harold?
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for letting me be in the fourth caller on the second day.
You're very welcome.
A lot of people want to be the first on the first day, and I always wanted to be
the second. That's old news.
Yeah. So, I got two of them real quick. One is, you can actually even ask Kevin, if he knows the answer. But, first of all, does he remember Tower Records? Because we went to Tower Records, me and my girlfriend. And we were walking around. I was looking for something, and I found it. And the guy says, can I help you find something? I says, no, I found it. My girlfriend says, oh, you can help me find something. And he goes, what is it? And she says, do you remember Fred Astaire? And his answer was, yeah, he was in those beach movies, wasn't he?
Oh, no.
Hardly.
Oh, that's terrible.
Can you imagine Fred Astaire in a Speedo? Oh, I just did. Oh,
scary. He was a string bean, can you imagine?
All right, so Fred Astaire or Tower Records. Kevin would not know what Tower Records is because that's been gone a long time.
Way before his existence, yeah.
And the other one was I mentioned something about the movie Frankenstein. I used to watch features when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned something about the movie Frankenstein. Now, I was born in 64. My nephew was born in 74. And my nephew cut me off while I'm talking, and he goes, Uncle Harold, he goes, not everybody wants to talk about Frankenstein. He goes, that movie came out when you were a kid.
Oh, no.
He says, none of these other people here were around when that movie came out. Well, everybody there was his father, his grandfather.
So everybody was around.
Well, actually, it came out in 32, and actually came out 31, Christmas Day 31, and my dad was born in 1932, so he wasn't even born yet. But we all know what it is.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. All righty. Take care. Congratulations with the new show.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Harold's very nice and appreciative. And second caller on the second day.
Yeah. All right. So this one, even though this was a huge part of our lives, I think if you're under the age of 30, you're not going to remember this much at all. That's getting film developed.
Oh my God. Remember the photo mats?
Yeah.
You could drive through and drop off your film.
Yeah.
Or go to your neighborhood Walgreens or your Jewel used to do it.
Yeah.
And you'd have to wait for it.
For weeks.
And then you'd hope there was no naked pictures of yourself because then the clerk would have seen it.
I think that might have just been you, Wendy. I don't think the rest of us had that fear.
I like digital pictures better.
With photo mats, I know they were always in the parking lot of some bigger store.
Right.
Was it one particular store, or was it just wherever they could get parking lot space?
I don't think it was associated with any store.
Like little huts.
Yeah.
You know, and they just kind of put them up in parking lots, I think, that were busy strip malls or strip centers. That's how it was where I grew up.
It was roughly the size of a jail cell.
Right.
So you, if you had a shift in there, you were essentially,
and then
were
they
in
didn't
prison.
Know what to do with them, so then they made them into coffee drive-through bars.
Right.
And then they knocked them down.
Serve one cup at a time.
Right.
No.
What about Scrudlins?
Hi, Dave Plyer.
Oh, good morning.
Look at it, it's our basement. Everybody's just coming by.
Anyone can come in.
I love this. I love
Did you bring
guys.
A dish?
She's right here.
Oh, Kim Gordon.
Kim Gordon's the dish.
Well played, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you. Scrudlins, getting your pictures developed there. Remember Scrudlins?
Oh, I do. There was a mail-away place.
Yep.
And they were way cheaper than taking them, but you had to wait way longer.
Yeah,
you really did.
It was like weeks.
And then they mailed the pictures back. Oh, I don't remember that.
Yep, Scrudlins.
God, you'd run to the mailbox every day going, did my Scrudlins come? And it was Scrudlins with a SK.
That's right.
It was really...
What was the percentage? Like, if you took 24 shots, if you were on vacation and you took 24 pictures... How many of those 24 would be good pictures that you'd want to save and keep?
About 17.
Was it that high for you?
Well, I was going to say
mine were
less.
Usually, you know, they had a thumb in there
a couple
or something
of them.
Like that.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when we'd go to camp and we'd take film to camp for 8 weeks. And then, you know, we'd think we're getting these great pictures developed.
Never.
Although, and Bill, you may have missed this because you got married before I did.
Mm-hmm.
But at our wedding and ones around that time, 1997, people at a wedding would give out the cameras, the disposable cameras, and say, oh, take a bunch of candid shots and then throw them in the basket at the end of the night. We'll get them developed. No one does that anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
I have found disposable cameras around my house that are undeveloped. So now this is like going and finding the Zapruder film and finding out when it was from or what era was this, what vacation. It is very cool. Yeah, but you got to find a place to do it.
Where's Scrudlins when you need them?
Where's Scrudlins?
Long gone.
Exactly.
Half of the pictures we would get back, either my brother or myself or both of us would have the look on our face of, oh, another picture. Like, we'd throw those pictures away because they were of no use at all. But at least half of them were us just going, another picture. Yeah, we just enjoy the vacation instead of spending all the time taking pictures.
Well, now, you know, you just look at your picture and you're like, that sucks.
I don't need that.
Delete it.
Right. Yeah, do it again.
That happened when Michael was born and he's 17. I wanted to get a nude picture of him. I know that sounds really bad.
No, not at all.
On.
Kevin,
oh,
call the police.
Oh, it's so cute.
For Christmas, I wanted to just put a Santa hat on him and have him lay on his stomach so you just saw his butt.
Wait, you told me that same thing about me at last Christmas.
Delete.
How old was he? How old was he, though? Like
he
15?
Was just born.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
He was a baby. This was his first Christmas.
Okay,
so
that's
I laid him on a bed, hoping he wouldn't
tinkle.
Yeah. Yes. Because I didn't put like any kind of plastic barrier there.
Yeah.
And I put him on a red tablecloth and I put the Santa cap on him and took the picture. And that was before a digital camera. I must have gone through 536 rolls. And it's like, oh, my God, he wasn't looking. Oh,
did you get one decent one?
I got one. But honestly, like going through three rolls of film.
Wendy Mapplethorpe, your pictures are ready. Please pick up Wendy Mapplethorpe.
I was worried that they were going to arrest me at Walgreens. Miss Snyder, come with me.
But here's the thing.
It's my son.
Nobody's got photo albums anymore, though. So think about this whole generation. Like, where do you go back and look at stuff? You got to go to somebody's phone?
That's it.
And look at stuff?
Yeah.
Where do you keep all this stuff
in the
now?
Cloud?
Interesting, because my son got married 2 years ago. So we were putting together a photo montage. So basically from like his... And he's going to be 30 in May. So from the beginning of his life to his bar mitzvah, it was all albums.
Yeah.
After the albums, you had to go to your computer and start looking for pictures.
And print them up.
Or, you know, email them to the guy who was doing the montage because I'm not that capable. But, you know.
We have three kids. It's like our four-year-old doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like life
well,
stopped
does in the cloud.
4 years ago.
Well, that's just a third child in general.
That's maybe true.
We only have two and the second didn't make it. But
it's always the way it is.
With your twins, it was twins.
No,
so they got everything together.
Yeah.
One got
left and that's
out.
So cool, too, to have, like, you know.
In my photo album, they kept this album/journal of me when I was a kid, and it's my first everything. It's the first time I had spaghetti. It's the first time I went to a beach. It's the first time everything. My brother's is completely empty. It says on page one, Adam cries a lot at night, and then there's nothing else written in there for the whole book.
That's how my kids' books are. I say Michael's first haircut. I saved that. Dylan's, I think it's in a drawer somewhere. Yeah.
Someday they'll have the way to, like, you can plant that and you'll grow a whole new kid. That's coming.
I bet you
don't
can
get
do
rid
that
of
now.
Wow.
That's nice.
The DNA.
I didn't mean to scare you, Dave.
Wow.
Dave,
you stunned me.
Wait, they can do that now?
No, they do that now with, like, pets that have passed away. They take hair or something, the DNA from the dog, and they try and clone it. Which, it's not going to be the same temperament. It's not going to be the same dog.
No,
it's going to be its evil twin. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Be careful who you give your DNA to. That's my word of the wise today.
Do you give your DNA out a lot?
I try not to.
Okay.
You know the T-shirts, the Wendy T-shirts?
Yes.
Each one of them have a very small bit of Wendy DNA on them. Just a little added bonus. We don't charge extra.
Look at you.
Yep. there's a whole thing on here. Now, again, if you want to follow along with this, this was on MSN the other day. These are things. Oh, I'm sorry. Rolling Stone had this. I'm sorry. I saw it on MSN. These are things that millennials probably have never heard of. Kevin, I know you've heard of this, but you probably didn't own one ever. An answering machine. Did you ever own an answering machine?
I guess not firsthand, but my parents did.
Your parents would have.
We helped record the message too.
Oh, did you?
Like the kids.
A cute family message.
We're not here.
Yeah, I remember that.
We still have one.
That was the thing. We still have one, too, but
I don't use it.
Yeah. It's just there, though, right?
I can't get rid of it. I can't get rid of the landline. There are people that call and leave messages. I can't. That's probably filled. I don't even check it.
Do you even leave messages for anybody on a cell phone? I just, you know, they'll
hang up and
call
back.
Right.
Yeah.
My kids are so annoyed if I leave a message.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. They're like, why do you do that? We see you call.
So they'll call you back. My mother does that, too, leaves messages. I'm like, just, you know. Text
David,
here's what I got. My husband does that too. He's like, call me back. I'm like, I can see that you called. You don't have to say, call me back.
But she calls like four times in a row within 3 hours. Like, I didn't hear the first message. And all I see is mom, 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 mom. Yeah, I got it.
My mom
I got to call
she
you.
She gives you at least two calls.
Yeah.
You
she
leave
gives
messages,
you a second chance.
Don't you?
I do leave messages.
Oh,
no,
I don't.
No,
I
do nobody wants messages anymore.
That's what the stream is for.
Oh, is that right? You can use the stream for messaging? I didn't know that.
Your voicemail message is still the funniest ever. Because you call Bill's cell phone and it says, I'm not at my desk right now. And then it pauses. I don't have a desk.
Right.
It's a lie because you do now.
You do. I do now have a desk.
It's true.
So people calling me.
It's true.
Isn't it funny how everybody's mom, when they leave a message, points out that it is their mom? Because you know your mom's voice. My mom doesn't sound like anybody else. Never sounded like anybody else I ever heard. But my mom would always, on every message, Bill, long pause, 3 minute pause, it's your mom. Oh, that's who that,
does she
I know
leave
that
a
voice
number?
From somewhere.
Does she leave a number?
Yeah, she'll leave me the number.
Yeah.
All right, we have Kim Gordon in here. I know you have to skedaddle and do some news elsewhere, but please feel free to stay as long as you want.
I will.
And
I have
Dave
to do
Plyer
our
has.
Alexa,
oh, yes.
Which is so high tech.
Kim does news reports on Alexa, and you can just kind of say, Alexa,
play WGN radio, and it will play
simple.
The news. Yeah.
This is the future. I knew we'd see the future someday.
That's where you can leave
your
message.
You guys are on the cusp right here in the Playhouse.
Yes, we are.
In the clubhouse.
In the clubhouse. All right, we'll take a quick break. We need to take a break?
No.
We don't have to take a break.
I mean, we can. Do we want to?
Let's put it to a vote.
Kevin, we only have one more break, right, before we're finished?
I just came to use the restroom.
Oh, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Dave Plyer is here as well. If you want to take a break, we can regroup.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll come back. And then there's a little bit more before we're done today. So stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Hochberg sounds great on the stream. Doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
The stream agrees with David Hochberg, Wendy. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. This is day two of the bonus hour. For those of you who don't get quite enough of us during the 2 hours between 10 o'clock and noon, here it is, the bonus hour, available on the stream or online.
Lauren wants to talk to us. Can we take a phone call?
Please.
I guess we could do whatever we want, huh?
Within reason.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
You guys sound great. You need to be on at least 2 hours on the stream.
Oh,
you know, this could be like a Wayne's World on the seventh floor. You know, just let people wander in and out and kind of, you know, converse with each other. This is great.
Well, thank you for liking that. That's nice of you.
Oh, no problem. I've been a big fan of you guys for a long time. I think you guys are great. Just keep up the good work. And like I said, get another hour in there. It's just like it's gone already.
All right.
I know. We're almost finished. Lauren, how did you find us? Are you on the app or are you on your computer?
I'm on the computer.
Was it hard to find?
Right. No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, because there are people that are still going, how do I do it? So you go to WGNradio.com, and is it on that? it's on that screen, isn't it?
It says, right, and it's just below the top header, and it just says, listen to the stream, Bill and Wendy, and click on that, and then it brings up another screen, which you do have to click on. We're available on this or on that. It gives you the different options and click on those and go from there. But it's pretty simple once you get to navigate it.
Well, perfect. Thank you for joining us, Lauren, and we'll let you know if we're going to do 2 hours, but it's not going to be for a while.
Oh, come on.
Thanks, Lauren.
No problem.
Have a good week. Later.
All right. You too.
Bye. Can I just quickly throw out one or two? We don't have time for too many more, but let me throw out just a couple more. These are, if you're just joining us, these are things that millennials may not be aware of, that those of us who have outlived them are probably very aware of. Kevin, are you familiar with this name? This is a name from the past. H. Ross Perot. Who would H. Ross Perot be?
He was a presidential candidate.
Oh, look at this.
I knew that one. That was an easy one.
Wendy, doing the impression of H. Ross Perot.
I got some charts and graphs. He was kind of like that. Right. I liked him.
A lot of people liked him.
He was a rich guy, right?
He was a very wealthy man, H. Ross Perot.
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
Oh, you're so sweet the way you said that.
Here's what's strange about him. I would have thought with all the circus-like atmosphere of the presidential election that we all just lived through, that H. Ross Perot would have resurfaced somewhere and given his thoughts about it, but I didn't see him anywhere. Isn't that peculiar?
You're right, Bill.
I wonder why.
He's 86, so I don't know.
Maybe that could be why. Maybe he just didn't feel comfortable. Do you remember who his running mate was? Who was running for vice president on that independent ticket? This is a tough question.
Oof. Do you know this, Wendy?
I knew, but Wendy, you do not probably, because you look confused.
I can't remember. Give me a hint. Don't tell me.
I will give you a hint. He was often referred to by his military rank. Does that help at all? And no, it is not Captain Kangaroo, for people buzzing in saying, is it Captain Kangaroo? It is not.
Only you would be buzzing in with that. I can't remember who it was.
He was an admiral.
Admiral Akbar.
It is not Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
He is a Star Wars character, and so far no Star Wars characters have run for vice president.
Not yet. Admiral.
Although Bib Fortuna did consider it for a while in the 1980s.
Admiral.
Yes.
I really can't remember. John.
Admiral Stockdale. His vice presidential candidate was Admiral Stockdale.
What was his first name?
Admiral.
No. I forgot about him.
Yes, it was. His parents were the same ones as Sergeant Shriver's.
No, it was not.
That was his real first name. Remember Sergeant
James
Shriver?
James Stockdale.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yes, white-haired guy. Oh, yeah. I totally remember him.
Yep.
Vice Admiral James B. Stockdale.
That's why Perot picked him, because he was a vice admiral. So in his mind, he goes, well, he'd be a perfect vice president. He was already a vice admiral. The vice is built in.
Well, he passed away.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
2005.
Perot, is it that long? I didn't know it was that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A name that's kind of been lost in history. I think in our lifetime, Perot and Stockdale, of all the independent candidates, were the most legit in terms of being a deciding factor.
And like, that's where your businessman comes in with a lot of money, but he also knew what was going on.
Right. Well, he had a lot of ideas about restructuring the taxes back then. And he was such a character. Like, I don't think the other candidates took him too seriously, and they even let him in on the debates. Like, the candidates now, like, they didn't want any other third parties in on the debates. They just wanted it to be Republicans and Democrats, and that's it. But back then, they were like, well, it's Perot. He's not going to make any kind of a difference. But he did kind of make a difference.
He did. He didn't make a difference close enough to win, though, did he?
No.
There's an H. Ross Perot Jr., by the way, who's 58 years old.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
How about that? All right, one more really, really quick, and then we must go to make room for
nothing.
There's nothing on after us. this is from the world of movies. Now, Wendy, I don't know that you'll get this one. This is a tricky one, but boy, this was a huge story when it came out. An actor named Jay Davidson. Do you know why Jay Davidson made such a huge impact? The year must have been sometime in the 1990s. Here it is, 1992. Jay Davidson, nominated for an Academy Award, by the way, but had everybody in show business talking for a little while. Why would that be? What did Jay Davidson do that had everybody kind of talking.
I don't know if I know this one. I want to say the name sounds familiar, but it's not ringing a bell.
That's easy. He was an actor.
Yes.
Turned major league pitcher.
No. Nothing even close.
At least
Kevin.
You tried.
That
I
was
didn't.
A good try.
Grasping his straws.
Jay Davidson.
Jay Davidson was the star of a movie in 1992 called The Crying Game.
Oh.
And he's part of one of the. And I don't want to divulge all of this, even though it's 1992. I'm sure somebody has it on their
queue. I've never seen it.
There's a very big surprise ending at the end of Crying Game, and Jay Davidson is the actor involved. That's as politely as I can say without telling you how the movie ends.
He's the father.
And the mother.
Portions of that are accurate. I'll let everybody sort out which parts of that are true and which are not true. But got nominated for an Academy Award. There was some confusion at the time over which category he should be nominated for. I've probably divulged too much already. But you know what's strange about him is, for a guy that got all kinds of publicity, and he did, I think he only was in another maybe movie or two at the most. I don't remember him doing more than one or two movies after Crying Game. He was a good actor, very good actor.
I still wouldn't have thought or heard of his name.
Yeah.
Unless you just mentioned it now.
It's a long time ago. It's a very long time ago. All right, so that's it for today. That's today's stream show. We're thrilled that you listened. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, same place, from noon till 1 o'clock. And again, we invite you to stay here on the stream for nothing.
Nothing's
no
coming
show coming
up
on
after
until
us
in 23 hours.
And we gave some wrong information. We said we were told to keep it on WGN Plus and it would pick up all the other shows.
Yes.
It does not do that. So we are the special people on the stream.
Yes. I think that's the most accurate way to describe it.
And then after us, it goes back to special event type things.
Right.
I don't know if they still do the Sean Spicer Laugh Riot.
Sean Spicer's Laugh Riot will not be heard today, but it will return to its normally scheduled programming tomorrow. Now, in the old days of TV, there would be a test pattern that they would show.
But can we show
this
that?
I guess, Kevin, can we do that? Wendy and I will hold up a test pattern and we'll...
Yeah, just hold it up. Sure.
All right.
Hold it up to the microphone, but say your goodbyes and everything first because that'll be all the right. Last thing we do.
Thanks to everybody behind the scenes who made today's show possible.
Thanks, Kevin.
People in costuming and
Jim Holland.
Lighting. Jim Holland.
For what it's worth, I think I did pretty well on that.
You did a great show.
Millennial thing.
Did real well. All right. That's it for today. Episode 3 tomorrow. Stick around for that in 23 hours. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. Bye.
Hold it up to the mic.
Hold on a second. Everybody see this? Let's put the test pattern.